You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
6 o'clock on the Fan. Can you feel it? Can you feel the energy? We're inside Yankee Stadium, broadcasting live right up until our pregame show, the official Yankee pregame show at 7:25. Yankee Stadium is starting to fill up. The gates opened about an hour ago, and Yankee fans are descending in to their first World Series game since the clincher back in 2009. We'll make our pick for tonight's football game. It's a big one. The New York Giants taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Another night of New York sports choices when you've got a postseason game, now a World Series game, taking on, you know, a primetime football game featuring one of the locals. So we'll make our pick in a few minutes. We'll get back to your calls as well, 888-808-1019. But it's time for a very special Cinco de Sixo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. I can't believe I have to stoop to this down 2-0. But I am channeling positive Tommy to give you the five best reasons that the Yankees are down 0-2 in this series.
The five best reasons? What does that even mean?
The five reasons it's good the Yankees are down 2-0.
Got it. Five reasons it's good?
We have spent an entire year harboring this new character, positive Tommy. Let me take my spin.
All right,
here we go.
Give it a whirl.
Here we go!
Number five.
They've already rattled Trinan and gotten a good look at the pen. That's the most they're going to get out of him.
They did look like they rattled Brake Trinan to the point where he was taken out of the game.
True.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
Does that make him not usable going forward?
No, it means he's very hittable going forward.
Yeah, no, he's definitely usable in a high leverage spot, but it is fair to wonder if the Yankees get another look at Blake Trinan, do they have some big time success?
Mm. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Unlike the NLCS's first two games in LA, the Yankees haven't faced a bullpen game yet. The Dodgers had to throw one at home in the last series, which means, good, we still have the bullpen game to look forward to.
All right, that's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah,
but okay.
They're just good at it. So
I
it's
need
hard
to come up with five reasons. It's a good thing they're down 0-2.
I mean, the Braves got away with winning a World Series
doing
it. Yeah,
they did. So. And the Dodgers now have had three bullpen games in the postseason.
Yeah.
Their record in those games, 2-1.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
To go back to one of Evan's old partners, Craig Carton.
Yeah.
This just makes it more epic when the Yankees win now. It's the way you want it to be. You don't want it to be easy.
Well, I did think, and I still think, this is a classic World Series. And we've already gotten a taste of that with what's happened in the first two games. But the only way for a classic World Series to be a classic World Series is for it to go the distance. And if you recall 2001, I know you lost. So I apologize for bringing that up. But remember this, Tiki. During all those Yankee championships, while they were stealing the headlines from you,
yes,
they never needed to play a seventh game.
That's a good point.
They won in six. They won in four. They won in five. They won in four.
It's like Jordan. He never got to game seven.
Never needed it. But in 2001, when they did play a seventh game, they lost the first two on the road. They won all three at Yankee Stadium before an incredible conclusion in game seven.
And as you like to say, Evan, if you're going to reverse something, it's been 15 years, you better do it epically. So that's a good one, Sean.
I usually say that off of 80-year curses, but sure.
I mean, 15? 15 for the Yankees is a long time, Evan. Calm down.
I sense my positive list is building steam. Here we go.
Number two.
Forget being down 0-2. If the Yankees lose tonight, they get a chance to erase the ghosts of the 2004 Red Sox.
What?
We get to join the party, Boston.
Oh, so that's going down 0-3.
Yes.
So
that's on the table.
Of the 40 times that's happened, only one has been successful.
And the Yankee fan has never had to live that down. Now we get our try, perhaps, if Clark Schmidt doesn't pitch well tonight.
Plus, yeah, but if it happens, then they're on the other side of the country. Doesn't really care. Boston's 2 hours away.
Oh, we'll
or 4 hours away. Whatever the heck
we'll
it is.
Care.
Just remember, when the Red Sox came back from 3-0 down, it was a measly American League Championship Series.
It's the World Series.
This is the World Series.
And who's the doofus managing the Dodgers, too?
Dave Roth. Oh! You know what? I think it's great. I would have saved that for when you're down 3-0 or if you're down 3-0. I wouldn't do that when you're down 0-2.
No. You got to be a day ahead of the story. Yeah?
Right.
Here we go.
Number one.
And last but not least, the best reason that losing the first two games was a good thing. When the Yankees do win the World Series, we officially get to celebrate deep into the night on a weekend, and we don't have to wake up for work the next morning.
Good point.
Because it'll be a Friday or a Saturday.
Right. That is true.
And that's your Cinco de Sixo. Way to be positive, Yankee fans.
That was a nice try.
Right. So if they had won 1-2 and they had a chance to sweep or went on a Wednesday.
Who wants to win on a Wednesday?
You're not going to work on Thursday.
Who wants to win on a Wednesday?
It derails your whole week.
Of course.
You got to make excuses to your boss. And
nah, this is the
maybe
way to
you
it.
Get fired, but at least your team won a championship.
Of course.
Yeah, you're right. Good. That's a good one. That's
you
want to
win
list,
on a Friday or
like
Saturday.
That list? I do.
Well, let's get the opinion of Positive Tommy. He has, of course, created the cottage industry of being positive. It helped lead the Mets shockingly to the NLCS, and he's trying to get the Jets out of their doldrums. Positive Tommy, how would you rate on a 1 to 10 positive scale the attempt at positivity from one Sean Morash?
I'd give it a 7.5 on the posimeter.
Hey,
ooh,
wow. That's good.
Wow.
I'm impressed.
I'm impressed with the love.
Remember, though, he's Positive Tommy meter is derailed by the Jets, so take everything graded on a scale.
By the way, Positive Tommy, I couldn't wait after the Jet loss to see what your response would be on social media. Unlike some people we work with, you don't skip the podium. You're always there.
Is that right?
And you made a comment about you got to go back to the laboratory and you got to figure it out. In fact, the quote was, Jet fans don't deserve this. I will get into my positive lab and figure out a way to fix this. It has now been 24 hours.
And?
Have you figured out a way to fix this?
And? Please, tell us all, Tommy.
I'm still in the lab. I'm not sure how to fix the team. Tommy, stop.
You can't fake it. I mean, you're trying so hard, right? It's like that. Oh, no, I'm not going to use that analogy. But you're trying so hard.
Don't listen to him, Tommy.
You're trying so hard to make this work. You just don't have the energy to fake it. It's fine.
That's what she said.
Just roll over and go to sleep.
Well, sometimes
maybe
you have a
headache. Try again tomorrow. Yeah. But stop, Tommy. You can't fake it being a Jet fan.
Yeah, you're not Elaine Benes.
But I do feel bad for the Jet fans, though. Nobody deserves this. I understand they could get a little cocky and a little too big for their britches, but this is like, I mean, you got Jacoby Brissett driving down the field here, and it's the Patriots.
Tommy,
so.
You know what happened? You fell asleep in Seattle.
Tommy, here's what I'll say to you. Go back into the positive lab, and we as Jet fans will give you until Thursday at 5 o'clock, okay? By Thursday night, Halloween night, Jets-Texans,
perfect.
We expect you to have figured out how to save the New York Jets.
Okay, 6:05 on Thursday, I'll have it for you.
You got it. Thank you very much. Let's get to some of your calls. We'll make our pick on tonight's Giant game in a few minutes, 888-808-1019. Samir is calling from Manhattan. How are you, Samir?
Hey, doing good.
We're good.
How you guys doing?
Doing great. Thank you, man.
I want to make a few points just to get rid of game 1 and 2 already and get into this new game. I'm excited for tonight's game, so I'm looking forward to it. But the game 1 reason, everybody's jumping on Boone in the decision-making. What I really thought was the wrong decision he made, because I gave him praise in the Kansas City and Guardians series. He managed pretty good. But the worst decision that I thought of was when he took out Weaver with 19 pitches.
Yep.
Because he could have brought him in and faced a 7, 8, and 9 guy and still have the decision to bring him on or Ness.
I agree with you, Samir, and I think that Aaron Boone agrees with you, too, because Aaron Boone is a reflective guy. You know, especially this time of year, it's politics season. No one likes to admit mistakes because those mistakes can be used against you.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Jack Kennedy admitted plenty of mistakes. But Boone even said the one move he goes back on is not bringing Weaver out for the 10th inning.
Yeah.
And I agree. Like, if I'm making a Cinco de Fivo of Boone mistakes, that one bothered me the most, and I know I have him to win the World Series MVP, Evan's bias. He's also your best reliever.
Right, and he's used to pitching multiple innings. It's not like he's a three-out guy and that's it. He's done it multiple times. He's basically, because as a former starter, the length doesn't necessarily bother him, even though he's not stretched out to be a starter, but you know what I mean. He can pitch multiple innings, and you feel comfortable that he can still get it done.
Absolutely. And I think he needed to come out for the 10th inning. And that changes everything.
100%.
I think maybe he gets through the 10th. By the way, can we all admit, how nice is it to have extra innings and not have a dopey runner on second
base?
Isn't that a great feeling?
A dumb single loses you the game.
Imagine that.
I agree.
Regular season garbage.
But you know what? I'm glad they have it in the regular season.
What?
the extra runner on base.
Why you gotta say that?
So
now
the games get done.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't love baseball enough to sit and watch a 15-inning. Like,
are you kidding me? That's Evan would rather that than hot girl in college.
I'm a loser. Yes.
That's why we disagree. I'm like, what's wrong with the 15th
baseball
inning?
Season's long enough. I don't need long days.
Spoken like a true
football player. I'm
yes.
almost wishing the Yankees get swept.
Don't say that.
I'm just joking.
Okay.
He's just joking, ladies and gentlemen.
Otherwise, I got two more days of 5.5-hour shows.
Let's go to Eric in Massapequa. How you doing, Eric?
Good. How are you guys?
Amazing.
So I was thinking about this because I heard Boone earlier said, in no circumstance will Garrett Cole pitch game four. And I cannot figure out why Garrett Cole is not demanding the ball. I can't figure out why Garrett Cole didn't tell Boone the way Messina did to get you-know-what back in the dugout.
Right. Yeah.
I went into this series like, we got Cole. We have the best pitcher of all the pitchers available. This guy's an ace. This and that. I've lost respect for him after this series.
Well,
if they lose tonight, the entire season is on the line of a rookie, not your $40 million hired gun.
Right.
He's going to leave it. Like, he should be in Boone's office demanding, no matter what, I'm pitching tomorrow. Like, I don't understand this.
Yeah, I think part of the thing that we don't quite understand, Eric, and I don't know if we were talking about this on air or off air, but when Boone took Garrett Cole out, he wasn't really protesting.
Right.
Which tells you maybe he was done, as Aaron Boone. Maybe, as Aaron Boone said it kind of flippantly, yeah, he was done. But perhaps there's something lingering that he's not quite 100%. And so as Aaron Boone says, it's no possible way that he's pitching on short rest, that it might be the unsaid. You might need to read into what's being communicated about pitching on short rest for Garrett Cole.
Well, what is it, though? Because he's healthy enough to be pitching and throwing 90 pitches
a game. But he also hasn't been dominant.
He hasn't.
He's been good.
I agree.
But he hasn't been dominant.
I agree. I think I can't go as far as our last caller to basically say I've lost respect for him.
No.
This is on him.
No, I agree.
But he should be asked the question. Garrett Cole should be asked the question, hey, Garrett, did you go into the manager's office and remind him this is the World Series, and I want to pitch on 3 days rest?
Yeah, but the other thing that we haven't talked about yet is he's such a creature of habit.
He is, but he's done it before. One game.
He's done it one time in his entire career.
TV,
so I can't say he's done it before.
You're right, but why did he do it?
Well, he might have done it before and then didn't like how he felt.
He pitched great.
Or it threw him out. I know, but like, what happened after? I don't know what happened following that.
They got eliminated, so we never got to find out, unfortunately. Yeah. So the circumstances, for those that don't remember,
I don't know.
It was 2020. I get it, pandemic year. He pitched game five on short rest. It was the only time he's ever done it. He pitched well. They lost. Not his fault.
Right.
Mike Brousseau with the home run off Aroldis Chapman. And so to answer your question, we never got to see what happened next because they got eliminated. But think about that for a second. Garrett Cole pitched game five on short rest in a shortened season due to a pandemic.
Right.
Why could he not do that in the World Series?
He's now older, and he's, I don't want to say he's compromised, but he might be hurt.
Yeah.
There might be something wrong that we don't know about.
If they lose tonight, I don't care what Aaron Boone said. Garrett Cole's pitching tomorrow.
Oh, you think he's lying to us?
I think he's saying the right thing because he has the confidence they're going to win tonight and not make that decision.
By the way, Sean, even if they win tonight, I'd pitch him in game four. You're down 2-1.
You know, I disagree.
Why?
Because I think the Yankees are going to win that bullpen game no matter what. I have confidence. I think Luis Gil all year was their second best pitcher.
So you're basing it on the fact that they're throwing a bullpen game.
Yeah, I think the matchup matters.
Okay, and what I'm telling you is I need to win that
game. But even if you win tonight.
So what gives me the better chance?
Because even if you win, once you win tonight, you need to win game five anyway.
Yeah.
So that's where I think it comes in. If they lose tonight.
Are you not even thinking about game seven? The potential winner-take-all game in which he would be.
I think he'd come out of the pen in that game and give you 2-3 innings anyway.
Fuck. Yeah, I think we'll.
After pitching game five?
Yeah, I do. I do.
That would be on 2 days rest.
Randy Johnson's done it.
But you know what? Randy Johnson's done it. This was what I was about to say. I love baseball history. We all love the pitchers. And I'm not talking about 100 years ago.
3 days
rest. I'm talking about three.
What? That would be 3 days rest if he pitched seven.
No. If it was game five to game seven, it would only be two days rest.
Yep.
It would be the off day and then game six. It's only 2 days rest.
Oh, yeah.
That's the formula.
Right. So guys have done it. Randy Johnson's done it, right? We've seen guys do it. Max Scherzer even did it out of the bullpen. We have to start learning, and this is tough for me, that we got to stop comparing these guys to even guys from 10
right.
years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it's a different era of game.
Because if Gerrit Cole's not pitching on short rest in the freaking World Series, then obviously all bets are off.
Yeah.
Then it's not necessarily him, like our last caller said. It's just the world we live in. That guys just are never going to do it anymore.
Oh, okay. Then if they're never going to do it anymore, then start taking $100 million off all their contracts. How about that?
Yeah. Until you get to free agency and you want to sign the best pitcher.
Yeah.
That's never happened.
No, and then guess what? Put it in the contract. We need you to pitch on 3 days rest in the World Series.
Yeah, but wait, hold on. We don't know if Cole was asked that. And that's
on,
my
Evan.
Point. Gerrit Cole's going to meet the media. If he should be asked, hey, were you approached or would you be interested?
But when is he going to get asked that? He's not going to get asked that until
tomorrow. It'll be the day before game five.
Yeah, he'll talk tomorrow, and he should be asked.
And I'm telling you right now, if they lose tonight, you will see Gerrit Cole pitching. And so he'll never be asked.
Look, I don't know if we're ever going to find out because Yankees win tonight. Based on your premise, we may never get the answer. But I don't buy it. I think Aaron Boone told us the truth, which is, I'm not going to him. He's not going to pitch on short rest, and I think that's a huge mistake. Giants play tonight. Coverage of the game later tonight will be on AM 1130. Let's make a pick for tonight's game. It's brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the NFL and the New York Giants. Bud Light, easy to Sunday, easy to enjoy. By ELEC A25, building our future. And by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. Over the weekend, Tiki Barber had a very solid weekend. In fact, he went 2-1, getting it right on the Eagles and Cardinals, but getting the Jets wrong.
Hmm.
Sean Morash went 0-3. Remember when he told us how hot he was?
Yeah.
Got the Jets.
Thanks, Mike McDaniel.
Got the Jets wrong, the Dolphins wrong, and Green Bay wrong. Lugie went a perfect 3-0, picked the Patriots, Buffalo, and Denver. I went 2-1. I got New England and Jacksonville right. Lost the Dallas game. So overall, me and Lugie tied for first at 24-18. Tiki Barber's jumped back ahead of Sean at 15-27. And Sean Morash is 14-28. The line we have tonight is Pittsburgh laying 6 at home against the Giants on a Monday night. We'll start it off with Tommy Lugauer.
All right, guys. First and foremost, I just want to say I think this will be the final game that Daniel Jones starts at quarterback for the Giants.
Yeah, you're starting to hear he's on a short leash.
And if it's not, I'll say it again next week. But I do think his days are numbered. I think we can all agree with that. These are the last days of Daniel Jones here.
It feels like that.
For sure. This is a tricky spot. So Mike Tomlin, usually better as an underdog. Whenever he has to lay a lot of points, 6 is a big number. He normally doesn't cover that, but this is Daniel Jones in prime time. So it's kind of the irresistible force meets the immovable object. I think the Giants keep this close. I think they lose, which is a Dable special. So I'm going to take the Giants. I think they lose, but I'm going to scoop the 6 points here. I think that's too many in this spot. Tomlin team's usually better as a underdog than they are a favorite.
Mm. Tiki Barber.
I'm easy. I'm going Giants.
Tiki takes the Giants. Sean Morash.
Fun stat for you I learned over the weekend. Do you know the last time the Steelers lost a home Monday Night Football game?
Never.
2017.
1991.
What?
Holy cow.
Home Monday Night game.
How many have they played?
Yeah.
I don't know the exact number. by the way, not two since 1991.
No.
All week, look, this Steeler pass rush going up against the Giants offensive line, specifically Josh Azudu at left tackle. This is a mismatch nightmare. But that's exactly why the Giants are going to cover and win this game outright. The entire world is now focused on the Yankees in the World Series tonight. And I just woke up thinking, wait a minute. The same Russell Wilson we killed a week ago when he was about to start versus the Jets, we're now going to trust again? I think it's less about Daniel Jones, more about the Giant defense is going to shine tonight. A really, really ugly 19-16 New York Giant win on the road tonight.
Look, I don't like being this bad guy.
I could see that happening, by the way. An ugly, ugly, disgusting game.
I don't love being the bad guy, but unfortunately you've cast me into that role. Because you guys are delusional. I mean,
we get on that horse again every week, don't we?
I mean, you do. And I admire that because as a Jet fan, I kind of want to do the same thing. But I've been smart enough to realize the reality is the reality. Look, Daniel Jones in prime time is an awful matchup. Now, playing on the road is a great matchup.
It's got to break eventually.
6 touchdowns, no picks on the road this year.
He's a wonderful player on the road.
Yeah, the split is unbelievable.
I actually think Lugie's got the opposite, which is I think this is going to be a close game. Like, I think the Giant Yankee fan is going to be, like, bouncing a lot more than they realize. But I think the Steelers are going to pull away late. I think this will be a close game late. I could actually see it even being tied late third quarter. And then the Steelers blow them out, and they win by 2 scores. And I think the final score will not be indicative of what actually happened. So give me the Pittsburgh Steelers laying the 6 against the New York Giants. Our pick from Monday Night Football, a local game, week 8 in the National Football League. They're all going with Pittsburgh, or I'm going with Pittsburgh. They're going with the New York Giants. There you go.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Joining us right now, a man who, let's face it, they could use this guy with two on and two out tonight in a big spot. They could use his left-handed stick. We're talking about Tino, the Bambino, the great Tino Martinez. Tino, always an honor.
Thank you. What a great introduction. I appreciate that.
But you know what's funny? You know I'm right. They could use you in a big spot. Stop.
You know, it just seems like they haven't gotten the big hit in both games when they have chances. Yep. And in the postseason, when you have those two outs, you know, man on second and third, those little singles are just backbreakers for the other team. So we just haven't gotten those yet. And hopefully tonight they'll break through and get those little RBIs they need to add up.
Did your breath kind of like slow down in these spots? Like we were talking about Giancarlo earlier, how it's amazing, how incredible he is in a big spot. For you, was it different come October?
You know, yeah. I mean, in October, first of all, to get to the World Series, you're playing whatever, 11 games before that, postseason games, right? At least 11 games. So you're kind of already acclimated to the postseason play. But then once you get to the World Series, it's the Super Bowl, but right. Seven games. It's not a one game, and you're out. So once you get there, you're pretty more relaxed. But then again, you want to get those wins early on and take the pressure off the entire team.
Tino, how do you look at Aaron Judge and get him right? If you're Aaron Boone, like, do you need to say something extra to him? Do you need, like, what is it? How do you approach this and get him playing like we know he can play?
Yeah, I think he's just pressing right now, obviously, because he knows what the media is saying about him. Everybody knows he's struggling and stuff, whatever. But when you watch him, he's just missing. You know, he's fouling balls off, balls he usually hits out of the ballpark. And it's just a little bit of a timing thing, whether he's out front a little bit or behind a little bit. And once it clicks, and hopefully it clicks tonight early, where he drives the ball, maybe not even a home run, he drives the ball to right center, and everything kind of clicks again.
Yeah.
And your confidence level is there. Your mechanics are back together again, all in one swing. It's how it goes. But he works hard, and he does the same thing every day. He's not going to change anything. He's just got to figure out. I think he's got to be a little more aggressive. I think when you're that tentative, because you want to make sure you get a strike to hit, as opposed to like just seeing it and hitting it.
Right.
So he's just waiting a little too long, I believe.
It's been a long time since there's been a World Series game here in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium. What's the crowd going to be like? This is our first World Series game, so I've never been to one.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know, obviously I played them in the old stadium, yeah, which was rocking, but I'm assuming since it's been 15 years, this place should be rocking from the beginning of the game to the end, and it should be a great atmosphere. I'm looking forward to that as well.
I could argue when you were at the Grand Slam against the Padres, that may have been the loudest Yankee Stadium ever.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I was fortunate to be a part of a lot of those things. You know, the home run I hit was one of them. Don Mattingly the year before, I was playing for the Mariners.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, that
on the other end of that.
On the other end of it. But the noise level down there, when those certain things happen, it's incredible what this the fans can do in the stadium.
Is this stadium not as loud?
I think it's just built further away from the field. The other one's built straight up, and it was more right on top of you, which made it louder. But when they get into it, and hopefully they get into it from the first inning and on, like they used to do back in the day. In the first inning, we get two strikes on a hitter. They're all standing up, yelling and screaming every at bat.
Yep.
And this crowd seems to be waiting a little longer in the game, third or fourth inning before they get going. And we need them to get going early.
Yeah, I think it may be the fact they dropped like $3,000 to get in per ticket. I think that may contribute a little bit.
Right. That number was not that high back in the
By the way, did you 2000s. Ever – because I remember you were with the Marlins for – did you get to know Jazz Chisholm as a young player at all?
No, he wasn't there back then when I was there. But I know Derek speaks highly of him. Jeter speaks very highly of him when he had him over there, and so does CC Sabathia. They thought he'd be a great addition to the team, and he has been. I mean, he's brought energy to the team when he got here. A little bit of flair, you know, which they needed. And I love him. I love watching him play.
Yeah. So we were talking earlier about lineup construction. And obviously Aaron has stayed loyal to. I'm hitting Soto 2. I'm hitting Judge 3. And we've thought, does a change make sense? Does it help? Did you ever feel like lineup changes can make that kind of difference for a player struggling?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah. And I think, you know, tonight I didn't see a lineup yet. Is he hitting second now?
Keeping it the same. Soto's 2, Judge's 3. Did not make any changes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not – I know Booney has a great handle on the team. It's not, you know, our decisions to make from watching from up here. But I thought if he threw, you know, Aaron Judge in front of Soto, you know, because Soto's hot right now.
Yeah.
Then they're going to have to really come after Judge and worry about Soto up next. So it's you know, sometimes you switch it up a little bit. It just gives you a little bit of a jolt in the lineup, and it may work, it may not.
Talk about playing injured. Shohei Ohtani's got that left shoulder, whatever, subluxation, whatever happened in his shoulder. He's going to play, but playing injured, I mean, you almost have to at this stage.
Yeah.
But how does it affect your mind? We know how it's going to affect you physically, but yeah. Like mentally, how does that affect you?
Yeah, well, hitting is just tough because if your elbow hurts or if your fingers hurt, just little things, it affects your swing and your it's not like football where you can
right.
You get smashed and you got to, you know, get back out there again. Everything's so technical with hitting, and if he may swing and hurt his arm a little bit tonight, I'd be sore, but I'm not buying into it. Mm. You know, if he's playing, he's going to be full speed ahead and swing out of his butt like he always does and hit the ball hard. He is. That's not going to change.
But in the World Series, what would it take to keep you out of the lineup? Wouldn't it take almost anything?
Well, you have to break a broken arm.
Right.
If you can run and throw, you're going to play.
Yeah, I definitely think there's that intensity of, I got to be out there no matter what.
Yeah, you got to be out there.
What advice would you give Derek Jeter? He's thrown out the first pitch today. Mm-hmm. You've got that experience. I mean, there's a little bit of pressure around here. We don't like balls being bounced.
He's the one who said it, right?
He said it to the president. That's right.
Yep. And then he also said you got to go out to the mound, not halfway. Let's see what he does tonight.
He better go to the mound.
He's going to the mound. He definitely will go to the mound.
I'm sure, you know, it's nerve-wracking, though, because – you know, when you do, you know, guys like him and I, we haven't thrown a ball in a long time.
Right.
And he's probably just going to hope it gets there.
Yeah, that's true. We'll
is he wearing a suit? I mean, he's got to be wearing a suit because he's on Fox.
He's on Fox.
But he's got to take this jacket off.
Yeah, he will. I think he's going to put on one of those Yankee World Series sweatshirts or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But that would be kind of baller if he threw it in a suit.
That was going back to 2001 World Series when President Bush threw out the first pitch. He had on...
bulletproof vest, right?
The bulletproof vest, the button-down shirt, like a sweater on, and then the big World Series jacket. He was bulked up, and it's so hard to throw a ball, period, you know, with all that stuff. And he threw the ball so perfect with what he had on, which was totally amazing to me.
That World Series, I know you guys didn't win it, but I've brought it up only because lose the first two games on the road, come back to Yankee Stadium, and pull some kind of crazy magic with you and Scott Brosius. What was that experience like, especially months after 9/11, the emotion in that building, games 3, 4, and 5, and the way you came back against Arizona?
Yeah, talk about the fans being loud. 3, 4, and 5 was the loudest I've ever heard it from the beginning of the game to the end. And that really lifted us up and got us going because they kicked our butts in the first two games.
Yeah.
It wasn't close.
Unlike this series, it is different in that regard.
Yeah, it is. And then going back to 96, we got our butts kicked at home by the Braves, like 10-2, 11-1. And had to go over there and win. We wanted, you know, the tight games, the Pettit pitch a tight game. So tonight, we have to have Clark has to throw a good game, keep them in it early on, and let them score some runs and get ahead.
Does the weather matter here?
No.
I mean, at this stage of the season, it doesn't matter. You block it out.
And when you're down there, it's not as chilly as it is up here because you're moving around. But if it's windy is the worst thing. The cool weather is fine. The wind's the one that just kills you.
Well, this should be a fun night, Tino. Great seeing you as always.
Thank you guys, man. I always see you guys too, man.
Good to see
you guys
bud.
Are the best.
Thank
good
you,
to see you guys.
World champion, multiple-time world champion, the great Tino Martinez joining us as we are live from the Spanish announce voice or Spanish announce booth as we take you right up until game number 3 of the World Series live from Yankee Stadium. WFAN's Yankees on deck. with Evan and Tiki is presented by Sloman's Home Heating Oil. Call 866-OIL-DEAL to lock in a low flat rate. Sloman's, the difference is human. We are live from Yankee Stadium. You know what's kind of cool? And I know this has everything to do with science and space, so Tiki will love this.
Go ahead.
I love the fact that at 6:43, we are still an hour and a half away from first pitch, and it is pitch blackout.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, I love it. But it adds to the drama.
But there's so much ambient light, you can see no stars.
Yeah, you're not going to see any stars at Yankee Stadium other than the guys on the field.
Right, even though we haven't seen any of the stars on the field because Shohei Ohtani did not come out for batting practice.
What do you make of that, by the way?
Maybe they're hiding something. Maybe they are trying to confuse us as to the status of Shohei Ohtani. But we also did not see Aaron Judge at batting practice.
So what I would do, and I'm not suggesting cousin Dave Roberts would do this, but I've said this for years, okay? I don't believe in being a good guy. I don't believe in telling my opponent my intention.
I agree.
I think you need to surprise people. So the LA Dodgers and the New York Yankees both have lineups.
Mm-hmm.
They have both been posted. There is no rule against, I got to scratch somebody. So if I am the Dodgers and I had no intention of playing Shohei Ohtani because of the shoulder issue, maybe it's more serious than we realize, what I would do is I would have him in the lineup. I would say, yeah, he's good to go. And then at about 7:45, I'd say, I apologize, he got scratched. He was in the bathroom, he was taking a shower, he reached up, and the shoulder.
Yeah, but what's that going to do? It's not going to. Aaron Boone's not going to change his starting pitcher now. Right?
So
maybe it's the mentality for Clark Schmidt preparing for Shohei Ohtani.
That's it, T.
But
Clark
that's
Schmidt,
about it.
Clark Schmidt right now is mentally preparing for this game, and the first batter of this game at Yankee Stadium is Shohei Ohtani.
Mm.
So you'd have to think slightly there's a mental game when it's not Shohei Ohtani and instead it's Tommy Edman. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, slightly. I mean,
yeah, maybe a relief.
Maybe for two pitches, but that could cause a relaxation.
Okay.
And then you give up a big hit because you relax a little bit. I'm trying to co-sign what Evan is espousing.
I've always had this opinion, by the way, and I do it with starters too. I would never announce who my starting pitchers are. And if Major League Baseball told me, I would just change my mind. I'd say, oh, yeah, I'm starting Luis Hill. Oh, man, I changed my mind.
He woke up with a bad stomach today.
I will say, what Shohei Ohtani is doing right now, it's leaving it up to interpretation. I'm starting not to buy the injury as much.
So you don't think he's actually hurt?
I thought he was.
You saw it. You saw it, Sublux. You saw it happen.
But now he doesn't come out, all this stuff. He knows everybody's up in Japan at 9 a.m. watching these games.
It's
like a global show to make him a hero.
True,
here.
But there are cages underneath the stadium, so he could have taken BP down there.
But that could have been a part of the showmanship. Like, I'm not going to show you.
Now he has the big moment. Oh, my God, on the shoulder.
Well, he's not going to show you in New York. If you want to come to L.A., I'll be out there.
That's right. You want to see?
I'll pimp for the money. They're paying me a lot. It's a lot of it's deferred. So until I'm 60, I'll be making millions.
Yeah, I stand by one of my crazy predictions from Friday, where I said Shohei Ohtani will only have two hits in this series. I think that's going to happen. I think the shoulder
issue. He's not going to play.
Well, I think he's going to play. I think he's going to struggle.
No, he's going to homer tonight. And,
you think so?
Holding the arm around second base.
Not everything is a movie.
A right-handed home run only. Basically holding it with one pinky and just swing with his right hand and take it over the short porch in right field.
I don't buy that. Not everything's a movie. I think he's really going to struggle. But that leads us to tonight's pick to heat up. It's presented by Sloman's Home Heating Oil. Call 866-OIL-DEAL to lock in a low flat rate today. So my pick to heat up right now is a guy that I think everybody's down on because they don't want him in the starting lineup, and that's Jose Trevino.
Mm.
Jose Trevino, of course, became the backup catcher when Austin Wells clearly took that job in the middle of the season. He pinch hit in a spot in which he really needed to pinch hit. I don't think Aaron Boone had really any good options, so he went with Trevino. He just missed it.
Yeah.
Why do you laugh when I cough?
Because it's just so aggressive.
Exactly.
You could cover for me. You don't have to laugh.
Why not?
I think Jose Trevino has a big game. I think there are Yankee fans who aren't happy he's in the lineup. And I think he's got two base hits in this game, including one to drive in two runs.
Sean, who do you not want in this lineup?
Jose Trevino.
No, somebody else.
Alex Verdugo?
Okay. My pick to heat up is Alex Verdugo. Why are you saying that? Because my pick to heat up last week was Austin Wells. And guess who's not in the lineup right now?
He got benched.
Yeah. So
I think it needs to be Verdugo. Verdugo's a veteran, obviously. It's why Boone trusts him, despite some of the questions that we've had. He's a really good left fielder. We know that. At least he has been as of late. And his bat can heat up, or it needs to heat up, especially hitting at the bottom of this lineup, so that when they come back around, there's RBI opportunity. So give me Alex Verdugo.
You want to have your minds blown?
Go ahead.
Sean Morris just picked the heat up?
Yep.
Aaron Boone. You got to read this situation with Clark Schmidt tonight. If he doesn't deserve a quick hook, don't give it a quick hook.
Right.
Aaron Boone is going to push the right buttons in bullpen decisions tonight and the right timing on whether to pinch run for Stanton or Rizzo or when to take Trevino out of this game. Well, they will win because of Boone tonight.
Thank you, Chris McMonagle. We appreciate that opinion that you just offered us.
Well, Chris couldn't say it. His lips are on Boone's ass.
Big Mac, of course, is our wonderful overnight host. You'll hear him tonight at 2 a.m. after the game. So, on Friday, right around this time, Tommy Lugauer and I made off-the-wall kind of ballsy predictions about the World Series. And that was on the crux of Sean making very soft predictions, things that were not that big. I predicted that for the first time in the history of the World Series, someone would hit a walk-off grand slam. It happened 4 hours later. Tommy Lugauer predicted we would have a reverse Jeffrey Mayer situation. That happened, too, when Gleyber Torres hit a ball over the fence, but it really wasn't over the fence, and it was grabbed by a fan, and fan interference was called.
Yep, two back ground rule double.
We need to do it again.
Ah.
So, Tommy, would you want to start, or do you want me to start? Because I got my crazy, historic prediction ready to go. I'm a little nervous that if I let you go first, you will somehow steal it out of my brain. But you know what? I'm going to take that risk.
No, I'll defer to you. That's
you want
okay.
to defer to me?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight at Yankee Stadium, somebody, I'm not naming the guy just like I didn't name Freddie Freeman, somebody, not one, not two, somebody's hitting three home runs tonight at Yankee Stadium. You heard me right.
Wow.
We are getting an Albert Pujols, Babe Ruth situation.
And so who do you think that could be, Sean? I think there's only one guy.
You think one guy? I think it's multiple guys.
Go ahead.
I think Juan Soto tonight.
No. He wants to walk too much at times. He just wants to get the right hit a base hit.
So you're giving G to string one?
Nope. It's got to be someone who's going to play from experience in this ballpark, this town. And with a 2-0 lead in the series.
I can't even look at you in the face.
With a 2-0 lead in this series.
Are you picking a Dodger?
I can't afford to swing for the fence.
Mookie
Betts.
I can't look at you. I can't stomach you.
It's Evan's prediction. It's not mine.
I didn't say a guy, though.
It's going to be Mookie. If it's going to happen, it'll be Mookie.
You just don't want to stay here till 7:30 on Wednesday. Shame on you.
Wow. So, yeah, my prediction, and you guys can play along at home. You can go on FanDuel if you want. We are going to see a historical World Series achievement tonight. Somebody's hitting three home runs in one game. Tommy Lugauer, the floor is now yours.
So I have two. On the first one, we are
sharing.
Save one for tomorrow.
No, I can't, because if it happens tonight, Teak, then I'm done. You got to shoot your shot. The first one is, and I'll be a little more specific than Evan, Jazz Chisholm on a night where Derek Jeter throws out the first pitch, Jazz Chisholm hits two homers. All right?
You put me in a tough spot. Jazz hits the two out. I'm like, man, I need to hit a third.
Hot two up.
The second one is the game will end on a triple play.
What?
That's
a good one.
If that one hits.
I won't sleep tonight if that happens.
I was going to just say in the game, but I'm like, you know what? Go big or go home.
Dude,
I'm
getting numbers
from
you if that happens tonight, Tom.
Seriously, that is
I'm getting real numbers from you for the lottery because I think it's stupid now.
He's pushing me. I need to counter now. I need to give you a second prediction.
Well, wait a second. This isn't a debate. I mean,
you pushed me. You took my three home runs. You're like, I'm going to kind of steal it by going with Jazz hitting two. Then you got the game-ending triple play. I'm not going to go all the way and say that it's going to happen. Like, I don't think we're going to see the third time in the history of the World Series this occur. But someone's flirting with a no-hitter tonight. And I can kind of see Clark Schmidt doing it and then being pulled with said no-hitter because he's walked a few guys, the pitch count is up, and Booney starts to manage a little bit.
Yeah, but that would make no sense because Clark Schmidt is likely not starting again in this World Series.
No, it's game seven.
Stop.
He is? He pitched game seven?
You going to pitch in game seven?
Yeah, think about it.
That's who's in line to pitch.
Heel, Cole, Rodano, this is going to come back to game seven, these two.
Yeah, if he gets to game seven.
Man, you are... Tiki thinks the brooms are out here. I mean...
Do you think the Dodgers are sweeping this series, Tiki?
I'm so done with baseball.
Jeez. My goodness. Let me make you this proclamation. The L.A. Dodgers are not sweeping the New York Yankees. Mm. The Yankees may not come back and win this series. There is no way the Yankees are going to let that happen. Not happen.
Can I give you one more prediction tonight?
Yes, real quick.
The Yankees score more runs than the Giants do points tonight.
See, that's what we like.
No chance.
Going out on the limb right there.
That's not happening. I have faith in my New York Giants.
The New York Yankees are outscoring the Giants tonight.
You're such a Giant hater.
Who? I picked them to win the game earlier.
Yeah, he does have a win.
What were they winning? 6-3?
9-3. Yankees win 10-4.
There you go. You're listening to Yankees on Deck with Evan and Tiki, presented by Sloman's Home Heating Oil. We'll get to your calls next, 888-808-1019. We are broadcasting live from Yankee Stadium, the site of Game 3 of the World Series between the New York Yankees and the L.A. Dodgers, and we take you right up until the pregame show at 7:25.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.